intro.
Music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are we doing?
Adams is on. Well, good afternoon to you all. If you're listening to me live, Rick Adams here at the helm. Today is actually the last Saturday of the month of September, I believe, if I'm correct. And time has a way of shooting past us very rapidly, doesn't it? Amazing. We'll be in October, God permitting, in just another week, and we are going to have a nice, I think a good surprise guest who will be with us, at least in the first hour or two. Art will not be here today. Art from Philly. He has some predisposed things to take care of, and so we're going to have a special couple of hours together. You stay with us. We definitely have a great show revisiting the USS Liberty, among other topics as well. Erasing the Liberty is the key phrase that we talk about. How to erase history. Speaking of history, I'd just like to begin the program by mentioning a little something that I'm, as you know, reading throughout the whole scriptures now in the Old Covenant first, and I'm in 2 Samuel chapter 17 and going on to 18 now, actually. So I'm wending my way through it a chapter a day in every book. So I haven't yet come to this section, but I was alerted to it by a friend. In Jeremiah chapter 52, verses 31 on a little bit, we're told about the king of Judah at the time, and they're into captivity now in that famous or infamous biblical captivity of the two separate tribes, the tribe of Judah and the tribes of the 10 northern tribes of Israel itself. And so we're reading in verse 31, and it came to pass in the 7th and 13th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, who was king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 5th and 20th day of the month, that what happened, that the king of Babylon at the time was in fact inviting him to a little bit of a powwow. So in the first year of his reign, basically, he lifted up the head of Jehoiachin, who was the king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison. Now, he did this to make a deal for him, essentially. This is the key verse. You read on from here on in. But the reason I'm reading this is because it's so, I think, parallel to the time in which we are living now, with Trump, the latest, of the installees into the White House, and how he and every other politician from Pence onward being used by this Babylonian captivity of these times bring about their rule. Make a deal. You've got a price on your head, and I'll take that price off, the king is saying. I will put you in a position so you can be my servant and not God's servant. My servant, to keep your people in captivity and to lead them on my behalf. Sort of remind you about the Pharaoh in Egypt in the books of the scriptures from Genesis onward, and especially as we go into Exodus. And, he said, you're going to be my servants, my slaves, until the point when God came and heard the prayers and the cries of his people and said, hey, you know what? Sorry, but you're coming out of bondage. We're going to make it hell on earth for the Pharaohs. Well, that came to Babylon, as you know. Babylon was confusion, and it was destroyed and totally broken apart. Same thing with the Roman Empire. And now We are in this final Babylonian captivity of Scripture, where we are seeing kingmakers making a deal, taking people out of obscurity, maybe even out of prison, or escaping prison sentences, and putting them in positions of leadership today. I just wanted to make that. I'm not going to spend a sermon on it or anything, just to think about that. Think about parallels in history today and where that is leading us with this grand deception in the world today that we are all being entreated to, distraction, confusion, absolute bewilderment on the part of the public, particularly the American public. They just don't know where to turn. They don't know who they can trust, and they don't know where they are or who they are because they haven't got a compass. See, we hope that we can provide a little bit of that compass for them and make them understand who the people of God are and who the people of Satan are and how their roles have been reversed. And maybe we can understand now what's happening to you. What's happening to us in these final days in which we speak. So, with all of that now behind me, let me thank God for the grace of being here again on RBN. And I thank God for RBN because it is a vessel for you to hear truth. And that's the important point. Truth that you won't get anywhere else. Well, we welcome back again to these microphones, Dave Gaharry. And as you know, Dave Gaharry writes quite a bit in the American Free Press and also in the Barnes Review. Occasionally you will see him. The website that he has, entreated us to is Erasing the Liberty, the producer of that film. And we're going to bring him on in just a moment with him. We're going to hear from, by phone, Philip Turney, as you know, a survivor of the Liberty. And he is, I believe, standing by right now. So that let me first welcome on Dave Gaharry and then Philip on the latest on the project Erasing the Liberty and the film. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Rick. How are you, my friend?
Well, thank God I'm here today. A little bit late getting to the microphone, but I made it, and we're here together to, I guess, to discuss the subject that never, never will die with pursuers of the truth. It may die with all the politicians and all the leaders who promise to drain the swamp, to get to the bottom of things, to give us the truth. But in our hearts and minds, the children of true history and of facts and fact-seeking, it's just not going to go away, no matter what, despite the fact that the best laid plans of mice and men are being, imposed upon the world. A lockdown on truth at a very time when truth itself, as you know, is under attack. So, let me say also hello to Philip Turney, if he's there. Phil, are you there right now?
Yeah, Rick, I am. Brother, thank you for having my dear friend Dave on and myself, and I was very interested in your opening monologue, and you said, you wanted to thank RBN, but, how much thanks can you give? I mean, I was on RBN for almost 10 years as... Yes. As a person of interest that tried to get the truth out, and John Stadtmiller never gave me any directions or never told me what to say or what to do, but gave me the honor of hosting the Liberty Hour and Your Voice Counts for so long until I had to give it up and put all my efforts into Erasing the Liberty, which is authored by me. And without Dave, of course, the book couldn't have been done. But I'll tell you, Rick, your opening monologue, you were talking, and you remind me of what Dave and I were talking about just last week. We were in Minnesota at a book signing, and Dave is a very avid reader, and he's educated me quite a bit. But what you were saying, and I think what you were saying is that... there is no more real Jews in Israel. They're all Khazars, and that they're European in descent. And do you know any real Israelites? The true Jews through bloodline or whatever? I don't know any. personally, and I do know what they did to our ship, the USS Liberty. They murdered 34 Americans and wounded 174 others, including myself, with over 850 cannon rocket holes, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets, napalm dropped on our ship, a 40 by 40 foot hole shot in the side of our ship by one of the three torpedo boats. They continued to circle the ship and fire on our firefighters and stretcher bearers as we were just pieces of garbage. And to cap it all off, when we thought we were sinking, we only had three life rafts left. We put them over the side. In fact, I cut one off myself. The so-called Israelis shot two of them out of the water and took one aboard their boat. There was not going to be any survivors. So in this two-hour attack, it was a two-hour attack on the American people, not just the United States ship Liberty in international waters. And
yes,
the sooner people get that, the better off they're going to be, Rick.
Well, now,
but I had a lot to say.
Phil, you stressed that two-hour attack, and I know what some people in the outside world, the secular world, will say, well, 2 hours isn't very much time. I mean, this is what people might think. 2 hours is not like being in Vietnam or wherever for 6 months, a year, 2 years, and what have you, being captured. 2 hours is just nothing. You should see what I went through. But you see, those people are being very selfish if they say that, and they're not being very accurate. 2 hours of time when you're under a constant bombardment, a constant volley of attack, with all of these bombs and all kinds of rockets and so forth that were launched directly from Israel, it's a major thing, obviously. It's a major, major disgrace that Americans were left to die on this ship in international waters by an administration that was imposed and put into power by them and controlled by them and couldn't care two whits, you see, about you men on that ship. You could have all been women for that matter nowadays, and it wouldn't have mattered. They don't care about what's right or what's wrong or America. They care about serving their master. This is the King of Babylon again, you see, Satan's children, and all they care about is trying to make a deal. Make a deal to cover the truth, go along to get along, and thank God you, among a few others who still remain, cannot submit to that evil beast system. So, and again, 2 hours is a lot of time, of what I'm saying to you and Dave.
Well, it lasted as long as the attack on Pearl Harbor, so that shows you how long it was. And, you know, I've talked to many Vietnam vets. In fact, my dad told me, he says, I never realized what you went through, and this was at the end of his life. He was in World War II. He spent 3 years over there. He said, you know, in the 2 hours that you were unarmed and being attacked with nothing but your wits and the people around you, he said, I was in a lot of firefights and stuff, but they would last 5 minutes, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and it was over. And, you know, and the same thing with a lot of Vietnam vets that have come over to our side. I might add that Dave and I were guest speakers, the only speakers that have ever spoken from the Military Order of the Purple Heart in history was Dave Gaharry and myself from the USS Liberty. And we had men there with no arms, legs, that had been wounded terribly and mentally, and they treated us like kings. And I thank the Military Order of the Purple Heart for that very, very much. And I thank them for their donations. But the point being, as you said, 2 hours seems like not a very long time. When you're under attack constantly for 2 hours with nothing to fight back with, it is an eternity. Not only that, our government left us out there alone, Rick, and they could have helped us within 15 minutes. We didn't see any help for 18 hours. Mm-hmm. And to cap it, you talked about 50 years ago. Yeah, it happened 50 years ago, June the 8th, 1967. But nothing has changed in Washington. There's all still masters of the people you just talked about a few minutes ago, the Zionist State of Israel, and it will continue that way until we get this movie done until we get this movie done, Erasing the Liberty, on the big screen, if it's Netflix or it's HBO or wherever, we're going to get it done, and people are going to learn the truth about the Zionist state of Israel. And I do appreciate, again, you having Dave and I on this radio show. It means a lot to us. And by the way, all the RBN listeners out there, I really enjoyed the years I was with you guys, and it's nice to be back with you. And, you know, go to USSLibertyMovie.com, USSLibertyMovie.com. You know, and look at, hit the donate button, get yourself a book, and learn more about the subject. USSLibertyMovie.com. Thank you, Rick.
Yes, that's fine. Anytime. You and Dave are your yeomen in what you do. You know, I think most of us can't imagine ourselves in that position, being on that defenseless ship and just being out there thinking, I'm an American, nothing can happen to me. You know, we have our government behind us, and we're doing our job, and we're basically on an observant mission. We're not here for any belligerent reasons or anything of that sort. And then you have your government just spit in your face and basically hope you had perished, all of you, that day. That's an evil government. I'm sorry. That is not a godly government.
It sounds like you were there, Rick.
Well, see, I try to imagine myself being there, Phil. You know, I just try to imagine myself being there. I think we've all been in situations similar to that in some ways in our lives, where, you know, we thought somebody was our friend. We thought somebody was going to help us when we needed them. And then we found that we went out into the wilderness with a little searchlight in the darkness. We couldn't find them. They all said they were going to be there. I've had that happen many times. We're all going to support you. We're all going to stand by you. We're all going to defend you. And the same thing happened with Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus foreknew it, of course. He had a mission. But nonetheless, they all ran for cover when Jesus was about to be murdered. Okay, so we understand that this is true about all of us and in this country. But in the case of civil government, your government, to this very day, is not the least concerned about what happened to you. They are more concerned with, you know, the so-called Holocaust industry and about something that purportedly happened 80 or 75, 76 years ago. And that is an indication who rules over us. No debate about that. Now, let me have Dave say something here. Dave, you've been sitting by patiently. Go ahead. Wait a minute. We do have a break coming up in just about a couple of minutes, but let me, again, just have you say a few words.
You know, I'm fine listening to Phil talk. Poor guy. When we've been on the road, I tend to hog the microphone, and we make kind of a joke about it. But no, we have been on the road for several months now, and the last trip we took was, as Phil said, to Minnesota. And I was kind of hoping that, you know, going to Minnesota, coming from Florida, where it's like today it's 91 degrees, I was kind of hoping I would get some cool there. When I got there and landed, when we got there, it was 91 degrees in Minnesota. So we didn't get any cool. It was hot as heck. But we actually spoke at the only American Legion post that had the guts to name themselves after the USS Liberty in the entire country. So the American Legion is a veteran service organization where if you served in the military during a war, you could join and help out other veterans. You know, there's camaraderie that flows in these organizations. And also they have they have watering holes where you can go to and just hang out. Coincidentally, the American Legion this year at their National Convention in Reno, Nevada, where President Trump was present, they actually passed a resolution after 50 years, Rick. They passed a resolution finally asking Congress to investigate the USS Liberty massacre. So we were at this this brave post, and we met the beautiful people there, and that pretty much finished up our tour for this year, although Phil's going to come out to my neck of the woods because it's warm here. We're going to do something here. But we had gone all around the country speaking to people and groups about the Liberty because, like Phil said, we have to get this movie done. The time is now, and Let's do it.
All right. Break time.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we're back now with our guests. And we're, you know, Dave just spoke to us about this disgrace of the USS Liberty and finally getting some recognition in some quarters after 50 years of this ordeal. It reminds me of Tom Kimmel, who comes on the program from time to time, the grandson of Admiral Kimmel at Pearl Harbor, and the shame that they were entreated to, and the fact that he's still trying after all of these years with a group of veterans and World War II survivors and others to try to get the government to officially advance them on the list of advancement in the Navy, he and General Walter Short. So it's the same battle, it's the same enemy, and it's the same hatred of the truth that prevents this from coming out, because were it to come out and Roosevelt be totally unmasked to everyone as a massive tyrant in America, a liar, a killer of Americans at Pearl Harbor, then it would be true from that point on to all of these other wars. You see, it would finally, I think, nail the coffin shut on every single lie, every single war, which has been a lie since before the 20th century, essentially. So they can't afford to have that come up. They can't afford to allow the people themselves to see who the enemy of America and our people really is. Because if they did, then everything would be over. The whole gig would be over. Now, I know God has a reason for this, and he's going to straighten it all out. this deception and this lie must continue until they are destroyed. And Jerusalem is literally completely destroyed. I mean, lock, stock, and barrel, nothing left of it when he comes, he said. So the thing is, the truth will out. But nevertheless, it is a day that you say, you know, I mean, it's a battle that you've been fighting. Others before you in the AFP, in this movement, have been trying to bring to the fore survivors and their families, and their children are still waiting for the answers to come forth. We thank you for that as well.
I was going to ask you. I know that you got the book. Did you finish Erasing the Liberty?
I did, yes. And I thank you because, as you know, I did on the year state I would give a donation, and I did give a donation. It's not just a one-time thing. I did, and I advised our listeners, and some of them came forth with some good donations. Yes. It is a book that is up to date, and it fills in the gaps that were not filled in with other previous books. So, yes, I did.
I wanted to just get your, because we didn't get a chance to talk about this.
I know.
Some of the emotions that were running through you when you read the book. If you don't mind talking about it, I'd love to hear it.
Well, and again, we're getting close to the break time. I can just say that it was the same kind of emotions that I've had when I really sit down and read accounts that are similar to it and what happened to many of the what we call sacrificial lambs, if you will, in the U.S. military. All of these decades, I felt a real sense of betrayal. I cannot put myself in their position, empathize, because I wasn't there, but I did have a sense of camaraderie, a sense of, you know what, what happened to the Liberty happened to all of us, to use an expression that, that, as you know, current and past presidents have repeatedly used when it was convenient for them to use it. I felt that. I felt that seriously in the heart, that it was bitter, kind of difficult to read, you know, at times, and just like, as I said, many other accounts of betrayal have become very difficult to read because it's, you know, it's really, it cuts to the heart. It really does. It's like a dagger, if you will, in the heart. So that's my summation of what I feel and read, see in the book, Erasing the Liberty.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, I wanted to hear that because that's the feeling that most people experience is sadness when they see what was done to these boys, these 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old boys who were led like lambs to the slaughter and complete disgrace. I know you said the break's coming up, so I don't want to ramble anymore.
Sure, we'll continue in the second half hour, and Bill will come up again and maybe relate a little bit about what people, again, who listen to us can do to get this project completed and to bring it up finally so that it can be out there for all to see. All right, we'll come back with our guests, Phil Kearney and Dave Gary, in just a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hour of our program, Rick Adams with you, and we're continuing to have you both join in, gentlemen. If we have any callers, we'd be happy to have them come aboard as well. 800-313-9443 is the number, and talking about the liberty, the thing I can't help but say is that even way before I learned about the Liberty Incident, I guess it was Innes's book originally, and you know, some of the other readings in the American Free Press, very few publications would ever deal with it. It was a disgrace to America. And the thing I about me personally, in reading this book and reading other accounts and watching video accounts, is that I am kind of a person who just, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, I cannot stand liars. I cannot stand lies, and this is probably why I have such a hatred for politicians and for politics, is because you know they're all lying to you whenever they make a speech. They may be little lies, or, you know, a matter of this one is the least of the liars, but in effect, to be in politics today, to be in any kind of compromising arena, you have to lie to some extent, and I just can't be a part of that. I was asked that many years ago to, you know, to be a speech writer and to help, you know, on a very local level years ago in my college days, to help with politicians. And I just didn't want anything to do with it. So along comes something like the Liberty, and it irks Pearl Harbor. All of these lies about the Confederacy, these wars, irk me. They don't irk a lot of people because they don't think about them. They really don't. Most Americans are too busy having fun, leading their own lives, and just, you know, doing their day-to-day activity. But I sit back at night, you know, Dave and Bill, and many times stargaze and look up, and I think about, why are we here, and we're here for a purpose? I know the answer to these things from Scripture, but in my particular case, I just want to see an end to all lies come, you know? And I keep saying, oh, Jesus, dear Lord, you know, come quickly, as John said. Even so, come, Lord, because when he comes, there's not going to be any more lies, any more things that are hidden from public view. All of this is going to come out. Skeletons will be trotted out. So I think that's why I have such a sense of revulsion at this treatment, you guys. I'll just add one more thing and let Phil talk and Dave. And that is that I personally have done this the last few years in particular. This year I did it. I sent out to all the media contacts on my mailing list, all the local talk show hosts and so forth, about the movie, the USS Liberty movie, and the project, Erasing the Liberty. I just wanted to see how these big, brave men and women who always praise our troops overseas, you know, in the Middle East, I wonder why. They're always talking about the military-industrial media cycle as being a wonderful thing. I wanted to see if they just take a moment, just one moment, to remember what happened 50 years ago in the Liberty incident. You know what? I didn't hear one of them even acknowledge it. Me? That settles it. That tells me that they are part of this whole lie, which I despise so much. So, proof's in the pudding. When they go around with a tin cup, and they say, support our veterans, I say, I do. I want the veterans to hear what happened on the Liberty. Want them to know the truth about World War II and Pearl Harbor. And until then, I can't. I just can't participate. So that's what I tell them. Okay, I'm done. Phil, any comment now again on the Liberty project?
Yeah, thanks, Rick. And, listening to you, you have such a kind heart, and you're so intelligent, and you know what the real deal is. And, you know, I was so impressed with one of your commercials, you know, that you were asking the patriots out there to support RBN. And I couldn't encourage that more. I couldn't have made a better commercial for John Stadtmiller's radio station than to support the Patriot radio station, you know, because you, if you can't handle the truth, you can't listen to RBN. And, you know, we're not liars. We're here to tell the truth. And I want everybody out there to support RBN and support you, Rick, and every other person that, you know, gets on this show and has a chance to have an hour or two with fellow patriots. And, you know, John Stadtmiller has always given me a free rein, like I said before. And now, of course, support RBN. But, folks, listen, the truth about all truths come from patriots. I mean, patriots are the salvation of the United States of America. And if you want to support and bring back dignity and the truth to our wonderful country, because remember, folks, as I said before, when they attacked our great ship, the USS Liberty, and was supported by a rogue government as it is today, I'm talking about the United States of America. The only people that can right this wrong is the patriots. So you patriots, get your pen out and write down USSLibertyMovie.com, USSLibertyMovie.com. After you get through donating to Public Broadcasting Network, donate to this film. Now, earlier on, you mentioned that there's something about the Holocaust every year. Well, let's cut it down just a little bit more than that. How about every other week or every day?
Mm-hmm.
There's something mentioned about the Holocaust to make you feel bad. Well, listen, folks, lies, as you said, Rick, lies by all of these con artists that get into Congress and they want to hold on to their jobs, they'll do anything or say anything to keep their jobs. They could give one whit about you and me and every other patriot out there. But the patriots mm-hmm. listening to this radio show, I know, are going to support the USS Liberty. I know they are. Folks, go to USSLibertyMovie.com, USSLibertyMovie.com, donate, get a book, Erasing the Liberty, and you heard the kudos that that Rick talked about the book, and it's tough for somebody like you to read it, Rick, because you've been around the block. You know what the hell's going on. And the patriots out there know what's going on. But to get a film done, and there's not a lot of people don't read, Rick, we know that. But to get a film yep. done, that is where it's at. The film
I agree.
Will
yeah.
bring the people to the altar. To the altar. You know, like Jesus Christ said, he says, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Well, that was then, this is now. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly who they're massacring. And they know exactly whose olive groves they're plowing over under, and whose land they're stealing, and with the support of the United States of America. We can't allow this anymore. You know, we have free speech in this country for how much longer, I don't know, before they put us in jail for saying anything about the Holocaust or the USS Liberty. And that's why I've always had the pleasure of hosting this radio show on my own and being on other shows like Michael Collins Piper, God rest his soul, and others, and yours, Rick. I can't tell you how proud of you I am for standing up for the USS Liberty, standing up for RBN, and standing up for the truth rather than hiding in a corner and taking it. And the people that do that, in my view, have no understanding of what America is all about. America is about liberty, freedom, and justice for all. And the crew of the Amen. USS Liberty got no justice. We got no hearings. And it reverberates right back to the American public. Folks, when they attacked our ship, they attacked our flag, they attacked you. If you don't get it now, we're going to lose everything. If you don't get it now, if you don't pick up Erasing the Liberty, if you don't buy that book and help us make this movie, we're going down the tubes, folks. That's just the way it is, because this movie is going to change not only America, it's going to change the world. I believe that, and Dave believes that. That's why we're so hot and heavy on this, and we've been traveling. It's not easy to travel all the time. You know that, Rick, but we do it for a purpose. To make America better, and right. to make people understand the truth about their own government and the phony government of Israel that says they're a democracy. They're the farthest thing from a democracy as Venezuela or any other totalitarian government. I guess I've said my piece, but it's just the way I feel in my heart,
that's
Rick.
Good. No, that's good. That's sincere. It's obvious. Yeah. When do you think you guys think that with the money withstanding that this film project can finally be finished?
Dave, you take care of that one, would you please?
Bill?
Yes, Dave.
Yes. Well, it you know, there's a lot of things that depends on. And now that and like Phil was saying, it's not easy to travel on the road. It's like, it literally is like a, I guess like a, musicians would feel traveling around the country doing gigs. Of course, we're not, playing any instruments, but, we are nonetheless preparing for speaking engagements, which, it's enjoyable, but it can be stressful when you have to get in front of a bunch of people and talk about something that is very vital, like Phil was saying, and I agree with him. As far as if we don't do this, which neither of us have any belief that we're not going to. We know we're going to, so I'm really saying that is kind of irrelevant. But if this isn't done, then it will have the impact of setting us back. And when I say us, I mean the people who want the truth, like you obviously do, Rick. And I feel the same way you do about people who are liars. It's easy to tell a lie. It's hard to tell the truth for some people. For me, I've always been the opposite. It's fun to tell the truth. It's exciting to tell the truth because the truth is a truth, and then people react to the truth. So yes, it is a very important project, and because we're off the road now. And we're working on other aspects of the film. I'll be meeting with one of the film people next month. Next month is already tomorrow, and speaking about certain details of filming it. We are approaching other folks and other avenues and other entities to fully fund it. So I imagine that. We could have it fully funded in the next couple of months and then be ready to go into pre-production.
Now, you mentioned also the last couple of times you were with us, maybe it was the last time together, you mentioned about some of the threats that have been forthcoming against some of the people, very few, but a couple who in Hollywood took interest in this project, a couple of the actors and so forth, and how they were basically waylaid and put out of commission and told they better not get involved in this real historical project. Have there been any attempts thus far that you know of, and are you trying to ward off that type of thing by keeping some level or degree of wraps over this project?
Well, the most notable example of that was when just coincidentally, Richard Gere,
yes,
was dating the sister of a Liberty survivor. And what happened was that the Liberty survivor, who's now deceased, sadly, he gave Richard Gere a book, one of the books that was written and about the Liberty. And when Gere read it, so the story goes, he was shocked. Of course, most people are shocked because they've kept this thing under wraps with their anti-Semitic trick and our own government, covering it up. And there might be, some reasons for that besides protecting Israel. I think there are other reasons. But what happened was Gere said, we got to make a movie about this. I mean, this is crazy. We got to do this. Let's start doing it. And he talked to some of the Bagelmeisters in Hollywood, and mm-hmm. Our friends in the Skullcaps basically told Gere that if you ever do anything about this, you'll never work in this town again. So that was the most significant, clear, most well-known example of it, although there were two very close friends of Phil who attempted to make a movie in two separate times and two separate, I think, even decades. And both of these individuals were suicided. So they had just contacted Phil, both of them, and like I said, in at different times, and said, Phil, we got the funding. And the next day they were dead. I think maybe 10 years apart or so. But yeah, it is it is something that the reason that this is happening and the reason that it's such a threat to them, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, is because when that movie opens up and it says a true story and you see what happened Only truth, Rick. You read the book. It's only truth. When you see the truth of what happened, at the end of the movie, you're going to look at the person you came with, or look at yourself if you came alone, and say, you mean to tell me Israel did this to our country and our own government covered it up for all this time? When was the last time a movie came out like that instead of a Holocaust movie every year, or a movie called Denial about the Holocaust, or all this garbage and nonsense that comes out? This is why they're scared to death, because if this comes out, it's going to be a game changer.
Right. Well, in case of Gear, I mean, he really hasn't been employed all that much in the last decade or so that I know of. Just a couple of films here and there, but you know, you don't have to go that far if you're stigmatized or you're singled out because you might have sympathy for our men. Then you know the result is going to be the same. Okay, we got a break. We'll come right back. We'll take a call.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back now in the wrap-up of the first hour, and I want to bring up a call that we have on the line right now, and we'll do that for both of our guests. If you have a question or a quick comment, we'll bring him up right now. David in Arizona, hello.
Well, hello there. I've long been aware of the tragedy that befell the Liberty due to treasonous behavior by the Johnson administration. I was just becoming aware of an interview with a U.S. Liberty survivor, Weaver was his name, Larry Weaver. And this interview is carried on YouTube under the handle 108 Morris 108, and it's also on beforeitsnews.com.
I saw that, actually, and I don't think there's any truth to that at all. Phil, I didn't get a chance to talk to you about it, but Larry Weaver is claiming that the USS Amberjack, which was a fast attack sub, actually launched the torpedo that hit the Liberty. The Israelis admitted that they launched the torpedo. People aboard the Liberty saw the torpedoes coming from the three motor torpedo boats. In fact, out of all of the torpedoes of similar quality that were launched by Israel ever, those were German torpedoes modified from the torpedoes that were dropped from planes. Out of all of the torpedoes that were ever launched, and I think there were something just a bit over 40, only one ever hit its target, and that was the one that hit the Liberty.
Hmm. Well, Weaver was claiming the Israeli torpedoes were duds and that the Amberjack was ordered because the Israelis had failed. That's the information I'm seeing. But I'm here and glad to hear your word on this. You don't regard Larry Weaver as a reliable source then, huh?
I could address that.
Go ahead, Phil.
Sure. Larry Weaver happens to be a dear friend of mine, and he has had 35-plus operations over the past 50 years just to stay alive. I agree with Dave that the Amberjack did not fire a torpedo at us. It was the Israelis that fired the torpedoes. And one did hit us on the starboard side with a 40 by 40 foot hole in the communication spaces where the spies were. 25 men were instantly blown to bits by the Zionist State of Israel. Now, everybody's has their own opinion, and I hate to disagree with my shipmate, who I love dearly, Mr. Larry Weaver, but I think he's totally out of bounds here, and he's off key on that because it's a proven fact. Now, the Amberjack may have photographed the attack and the torpedo attack, but they most certainly did not fire an American torpedo at our ship. It was completely done by the Zionist State of Israel, and I think Larry got his information from the wrong people. And, of course, he's able to believe whatever he wants to, but 99.9% of the crew believe that torpedo that hit us came from a torpedo boat launched by the Israelis and had nothing to do with the Amberjack. And that's just exactly the way I feel, and I believe it's the truth. In fact, I know it's the truth. So God bless my friend Larry, and I'm glad he's still alive. He suffered more injuries than probably most aboard the Liberty. So it's just a very tough subject to hear that, but it is not the truth. And regrettably, I have to say that and disagree with my beloved shipmate.
That's very nice of you to put it that way, and I'm sure that there are instances in other cases where you're going to have a slight difference of perception, and that is true of life in general, you know. But the main thing is that there is a near unanimity here with the group, even some Israelis who have basically admitted, yeah, it was done by Israel deliberately. And, you know, at the time you had Rabin, head of IDF, and then he too was ironically assassinated by one of his own. Whatever the reason was, a sincere change of heart, whatever. I know his wife didn't live too much longer afterward either, and she blamed the Israeli government and the Mossad for a lot of this as well. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on, guys, with regard to this story and other stories. And unfortunately, as I say, people will believe what they want. I have to believe whatever is there is truth. So I have no doubt in my mind the veracity of the account of the Liberty survivors, of you, Phil, and of Dave being in the Navy as well. This was no accident. It was intentional. It was deliberate. And by the grace of God, there are survivors.